Hi, hello. You can hear the motorcycle outside. I'm gonna try this again. Hi, welcome to my podcast show here, available on Spotify, Anchor. Why am I gigglish? I just realized that I probably like post two episodes per month. Let's keep it that way, huh? Anyways, I'm on my break, so I'm feeling kind of free at the moment. You can hear birds outside. How beautiful it is today. It's beautiful because nobody's home right now. I should probably not say that. I don't know, like some people said that if nobody's home, like okay, there was this story on Facebook. It was a long time ago. So this girl, she was like kind of she has many followers, so she started posting like nobody's home, blah blah blah. Okay, she posted that, and then like some dude just came over and I don't know, do bad stuff to her. I think it's either that it's true or my parents just totally trolled me, but I was traumatized since then. So from now on, I will never say that nobody's home right now. Okay. Nobody's home. Wait. Nobody is no every everyone everyone's home in my house right now. Okay. So don't come to my house. Anyways, hey, it's been a while. It's March now. It's like halfway through March, I think. So far, I am liking this month. It's kind of good. I'm in a good pace, and I feel like you know when you're like having a good time for a long time, your life is great, your friends are great, you have great conversations and relationships with other people and stuff. That's when it starts to get fishy. Like something horrible is gonna happen soon. I don't know. Is it just me? Like I'm that pessimistic, or I'm just absolutely traumatized. I don't know, maybe both. Okay, anyways, hi. Today is very Today I'm gonna talk about a very interesting topic because it's probably like the most positive episode I will ever do, ever, literally. Like in the title, Adulting, yay! As nobody knows, I don't know if people know, but I'm almost 20. I feel like people know. It's just, oh my God, it's so funny that people have been asking, people who listens to my podcast, asking me how old I am. I literally told my age in every episode. That's all I want to say. So I'm almost 20. It's so scary. And like it's like a quarter in 2022, and you know, time flies really fast lately. I don't know, probably it's the end of the world, so it's kind of scary that I'm closer to being 20 than ever. So, ever since I acknowledged that fact, I've started being more conscious to what I do every day in my life, especially when I'm on my break right now, so I have a lot of time in my hands. I've been working. I've actually been part-timing as a barista, a floor sweeper, and a toilet cleaner. Fun. It's actually been fun. I've never really worked in a long period of time because I'm not a worker. I don't know why. Why don't I work? I'm so lazy. That's why I'm fat. I just don't work. Okay, so I've been working and it's been fun because I worked before, but it didn't have like this good atmosphere or environment. The people were nice. People are nice. And I have a good conversation with them and they respect me. I respect them, blah, blah, blah. And it's fun. It's been fun. I've been working and I've been going to places a lot. And surprisingly, I've been working out. And I enjoyed it. I really do. And I plan to do that every day ever since today. Mark my words, I will, okay? So I've been following Chloe Ting's workout routine. It's the one that's like for weight loss thing for this year, a challenge, like for a month. It's crazy, but as day by day, I started to like it. You know, from day one, it was just really hard because it was like a really long time since I've ever worked out, really, like exercise. And then I started doing it again, and I forgot how much I actually enjoyed it. It's like that Gilmore Girls episode where Rory's Yale roommate, the one that works out a lot, I forgot her name. There's this one line she said when they were on spring break, I think, and they like went to this beach place. I'm so bad at this beach place, and they arrived, you know, Rory, Paris, and that girl that I forgot her name. And as soon as they arrived, she wanted to go jogging or something, and then Rory's like, "You're working. You know, you're exercising even like now." And then she's like, "Exercise is a rush. You should try it." And then I don't know why it stuck to me, but ever since then, I keep like thinking of how much I enjoyed exercising. It is a rush if you practice it every day and you do exercises that you enjoy. For me, I like running, I enjoy running. It's fun. You just run in one place, and at the same time, you can look at the views and appreciate nature. At the same time, I absolutely love doing HIIT, HIIT exercises, high intensity something. I forgot. Okay, the one that Chloe Ting does. I'm not ashamed that I followed Chloe Ting's workout regimen, okay? I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm telling all of you this, okay? So I've been following it, and it's so fun. And I feel like if you do exercises that you actually enjoy, that you find the fun in it, I think you will most probably stick to it, and you would do it every day if, you know, it. And then it became a hobby. Working out became a hobby. Exercise is a lifestyle. You know that meme? Yeah. Why am I saying this? Okay, anyway, so I've been working out. I've been working out. I've been working. And I've been off social media for a long while. I think I am semi-permanently off Instagram. I don't, like, for the rest of my life, I've always felt like Instagram has no purpose. It's literally boring, and it took up a lot of my time. I'm semi-permanently off Instagram for a while because I've been deactivating my Instagram for a while. But TikTok, however, I want to delete it, but I have a lot of drafts, and I feel like at some point they will be valuable when I need them. You know, the drafts, even though I've never seen any of the videos that I made after I made them in my drafts. I feel like I have like 500 videos in my drafts, my TikTok drafts. It's bad. And I don't think I've seen any of them. And I don't know why I don't want to delete TikTok. So lately I've just been putting like time limits on TikTok, so I don't have to. So I would feel guilty once the time that I've put spending on it like ends. So after that, I put like 10 minutes of time spent on TikTok, and I feel like even though it's such a short time, but I feel like it's enough for me to just scroll through and just at the end of the day saying that, okay, this is boring. I should probably do something productive or something. So, yeah. But recently, I've been active back on TikTok, and I realized how toxic it is. I mean, I've always realized that, but I never realized that last night I planned to sleep at like 12 in the morning because I just finished doing some work. So I scrolled to TikTok for like 3 hours, and then I decided to sleep because my battery ran out. Like, that's the reason. If my battery hasn't run out, I feel like I'm gonna scroll until like 5 in the morning, like the olden days, you know? And that's bad. So TikTok, I feel like social media is just like draining my life, and especially when I have a lot of time now, it doesn't feel like I'm wasting time because I have a lot of time. So I spend those few time scrolling through TikTok, and I feel like I should not feel guilty about doing this, but at the end of the day, I would because it doesn't really benefit me and it stresses me out. Okay, being social is stresses me out, like social media wise. Yeah, anyways, so yeah, I just want to say that I've been appreciating even the simplest things in my life, like enjoying music even more, cooking. I like cooking before, but now it feels like, especially when I cook by for myself or bake, and I know what the ingredients are in the food that I make, and I feel good eating them, and like, you know, just being happy with what I cook and stuff. I mean, I've always felt that way, but right now it feels like I appreciate it even more. You know, the small things, even laying in bed doesn't make me feel shitty anymore because I say to myself, like, I deserve to rest after all those moments that I've worked my ass off before to get to this point of rest that I deserve. So I enjoyed laying in bed without feeling guilty and sleeping in the morning until, I don't know, noon, even though like my parents hate it, but I tell myself I deserve this rest. I deserve to sleep because I have it. What was that sound? Literally, there's nobody here. I'm scared now. So yeah. Oh my God. So yeah. You know, just basically just being productive these past few weeks. I think I've been going out quite a lot with my family, and I don't feel like it's a burden, you know? Like, most of the time, I just feel like I don't want to hang out with you guys because you guys suck and stuff, you know? Hypothetically. Okay, not really hypothetically, it is the truth, but you know, I feel like they listen to my podcast and I don't want to like shame them, even though they should be shamed. Anyways, yeah, I don't really like spending time with them most of the time, but all these time that I've spent traveling, not really traveling, just like going out to various places, to different cities, it's been fun. Not being home most of the time, it's kind of not really enjoyable, but with, you know, like to have that kind of experience, I feel like I should go out more with them because they've been telling me like I will be studying very far from them, and this is the only time that I have with them, even though sometimes they boil my blood. But they're my family, and I should, you know, probably appreciate them while I still have them, even though we're not very fond of each other, we're not close or something, anything like that. I don't know if it's like a being productive kind of beat or something, but I feel like for me, that's one of the definition of what it would be like to be a productive person, I feel like, you know, adulting is productive. If you, it's like a constant thing. If you're constantly adapting these good habits that you put to yourself and that you practice every day, that constant productivity, it kind of like shows that you're adulting a little bit. So I feel like that lately. That was really loud. That was really loud. That was scary. Anyways, I'm like really hot right now because I'm not turning my fan on or AC on because the white noise is very loud when I do that. And, you know, because I love you guys, I'm not gonna kill your eardrums or something. No, it makes the audio sound bad, okay? Like, I'm so hot right now. Anyways, so let's talk about being productive, I think. So I am not a productive person. Like from the start, I've always do whatever comes in my way. Like I don't have a plan. I hated being good to myself. I was like, I'm such a pessimist, and that's not good for me. Like the old habits that I used to have, I reflect on them now. It's just what made me completely depressed or constantly having these rock bottom phases. And I feel like I was the sore reason, the sore problem that I was killing myself, killing myself, you know, in the process of being a good person to myself. I feel like it's good that I had those moments, and I feel like I am going to have those moments in the future, but in the moment, I feel quite content with who I am and how I treat myself and stuff. So being productive is hard because especially when you grow up to not have that in your surroundings, like you're not used to people showing you how it is to be a good person to yourself, and you live this kind of life that you think is right, but it's just very toxic to yourself and to other people. But lately, like I said, I wake up pretty earlier than usual. I work out. I have my own amazing skincare routine. I shower more frequently. I clean everything more, even more now, and I eat healthily. I am nicer to people, I think. So all of these good habits that I've not even recognized before, that's productivity. I feel like I'm much more adulting now, and it doesn't really come with age, you know, all this adulting things, but I feel like your mindset and the people surrounding you really is the big factor of being much more productive as a whole person. And what it does to you, I feel like it helps strengthen your mental health entirely because I feel like I spend less time being completely sad or like depressed about even the smallest things, like how I was before. And even your physicality, your soul, and your mind, it like keeps you at ease, you know? And it makes you wanna help other people along the way because you've helped yourself quite enough for the moment, and you feel like, oh, I have this power and I should probably use that for other people too. And lately, I feel like I've been happy of other people or like strangers on a daily basis. Like, I would drive alone and just watch people in public. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like those people that walks their dogs or run or like walk slowly in the rain, you know, not minding anybody's businesses or just being themselves, just being content with who they are. And you know, I go to beaches and I see people fishing. I don't know. It makes me happy, like seeing these people, like they appreciate their time and they love what they're doing, even though I don't know that. But I'm very content with assuming that they, you know, enjoy their life and stuff. So lately, I've been appreciating my time, you know, driving to places, driving in the rain, driving in general. Oh my God, I've been driving a lot alone. I know it's not a big deal, you know, being my age and stuff, like it should be a normal thing, but I've not really been big on driving because people don't trust me with my driving skills, even though I'm like quite well in it, okay? I drive pretty well. Okay, sometimes, okay? And I'm not scared of my own driving. So I love driving to places alone and just entirely loving my time alone. Eating alone, go thrifting alone, and go pick up some friends and driving them home. It makes me feel so good. I don't know. And I noticed that the more I appreciate my time and appreciate my being, my existence in this world, I kind of attract other people even more. People want to be friends with me. I don't know, like people, even my friends are getting more and more comfortable with me and in, you know, talking to me with their problems and stuff, and I help them with it. And just being mindful of your whole being, like not minding other people's business, not seeking attention when it is not needed. I feel like you'll attract more than before. I did, I feel like. And I feel like patience, you know, those people, those cringy ass people say that patience is key. It actually is. Like, I just have to be patient with myself and with the people around me and just accept them for who they are and who I am as a person. And I feel like the more I do that, the more I understand why people do things that they do and why I think the way I think and why I feel like it all connected, the dots connected finally. And this took me so long to realize that life is actually quite simple when you practice a more productive. People in my neighborhood are so loud. Oh my God. Okay, anyways, when you practice productivity or good habits along the way in your life, I feel like you become more aware of your surroundings and you become more appreciative of what you have, and things come very easily to you. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting the things that I've wanted so easily now. I don't know if it's manifestation. I don't think I've been manifesting lately. I don't think I have, but I don't know. I think it's a silent reward for me for being a for being good to myself and to other people. And I feel like I've done enough to feel like a good human being, even though, like, you know, no good person ever say that they're good. But I'm like defending myself saying that I'm a good person. I'm not saying that I'm a good person. I feel like I'm good to myself. And so things are good for me right now, okay? So, yeah. And being in public, I just want to mention, like, being in public is not embarrassing. You know, I don't wear makeup as much anymore. and my skin is clearing it up by itself, and I don't understand how this works, but it works. And sometimes I spend time with my family and I kind of feel embarrassed with them because I don't know, they're a little bit embarrassing. I don't know. I feel like everybody feels that way because like their family is embarrassing. I'm embarrassing too, but I don't mind being embarrassing with them because these strangers surrounding me, they don't know me. And we're only gonna meet like once at this moment, and then I'm forever not gonna see your face anymore. In very rare occasions that ever works out, you know, like seeing a stranger again for the second time or something. Yeah, I don't feel embarrassed anymore. Like, I'm fine with being like dressing lazily outside and not wearing makeup and showing my face. Like, it doesn't really matter because all these strangers, I will never see them and they will never see me anymore in my entire life because there's so many people in this freaking world. So, yeah, they're just another face that I'll never see or remember again. Yeah, and I feel like by that, being conscious that people don't think about you, don't say things about you, like being mindful of that, I feel like I adapt more. I practice more having good conversations with other people in engaging with day-to-day conversations. Like, I'm aware of the nature around me, and I spend less time on my phone because there's nothing really on my phone. And I appreciate people for, you know, having conversations with me, and I engage in conversation with them, and I don't feel like it's a burden, and I really enjoy talking to people, being an extrovert as I am. And it's so healthy. It's like a phase of healthiness I've never felt in my whole entire life, of being constantly productive. Even though I fail sometimes, but I get myself back up because I would rather actually just do literally anything but lay on the floor crying for. I actually did that like last week when I got my grades because it was bad, and I just like spent my time crying on the floor listening to Bon Iver. I honestly just found out that it's called Bon Iver, not Bon Iver. I've been calling him Bon Iver for a long time, and it's not even him. It's a band. It's a group of people. Bon Iver is a group of people. That's crazy. My life has been a lie. Okay, yeah. Off topic, but yeah. So let's talk about the benefits. I feel like I've been talking about the benefits of being productive. Yeah, benefits of being productive. Ding ding ding. I feel like lately I've been okay with spending time with people that I don't usually like, and I find good things in them, and I accept them for what they have to offer. It's like I'm savoring every moment and just not working my body off too much, having a clearer mind towards day-to-day basis, and I feel like I'm getting better at what I do by practice. You know, when you practice productivity every day, you practice all these work that you have, talent, good things, and you get better day by day because you practice that alongside practice having a better lifestyle and attitude. Alongside that, I feel like you get more new opportunities coming to you, maybe like a new work environment or more income than usual, or more people to be friends with or something like that. And you're much open to new experiences in your life, you know? And I think this is the healthiest thing ever, is being much, much happier towards other people's happiness and being less jealous than ever before. And when, even if you do sometimes get jealous, you take that envy as motivation to become better in a healthy way, obviously. Like, you see someone, I see someone that can paint better than I do. And I would take that as, okay, I'm a little bit jealous, but I'm gonna take that jealousy into more motivation. Like, I can be much better than them and I can try. And yeah, that's practice too. I want to talk about procrastination too, you know. Alongside all this productivity that I've been practicing, I feel like procrastination really comes along with it, you know, to bring me down and stuff. It's like the red little devil on my left shoulder saying that, why are you doing this? You're not gonna be consistent with all these good habits that you're adapting. And of course it comes along sometimes. I feel like a big part of all this good habits that I've been practicing is probably the fall of myself, like the big failure phase of me as a whole person. I At some point, procrastination really took over me for a long, long time. When I was doing an assignment, I really put off doing it until the very last minute, and I received very bad grades for them, and I feel like it was a huge sign for me to change. Like, I feel like if I didn't go through that, I don't have this new person, being a new person, having a new mindset and stuff, a new lifestyle. Before I have my break, I was constantly procrastinating. I didn't do much work and I was cheating through my examinations. It wasn't really cheating, okay? It was an online exam. What do you expect? All the kids are going to cheat. And I don't know. I found a bad opportunity and I took it. And it has cost me, obviously, like a lot. And I cheated because I didn't prepare for it at all. I had time, a lot of time. But I put off those time doing literally anything rather than studying for my exams and all those assignments that I did before. I did them very, very last minute because I don't even have any idea what I did before finishing those assignments. Like, what is wrong with me? What did I even do? I did literally nothing. I would prefer doing nothing than actually do the work that I'm supposed to do. Like, how messed up is that? You know, speaking as a person to a person, how messed up is that? And I've been practicing that for a really long time, like for years and years. And how much time have I wasted there? I saw this video on YouTube, this bald dude saying that, wait, how do I say this? Productivity comes along this way. Imagine you have to hypothetically eat a frog every day. You have to. It's like a must for you. If you want to keep living, you have to eat a frog a day, every day. So why not just eat the frog in the morning? Like, not really in the morning, the first thing in the morning, the first thing you wake up, you eat the frog, you know? Because if you put it off, like for 3 days, you didn't eat the frog, you have to eat three frogs in one serving. That's unpleasant. Think of that big work of yours as the frog that you have to eat. So, would you prefer to do it first thing when you wake up, or which preferred to pile it up until it became a full bowl of a full bucket of frogs that you have to eat. Say that you delay this work for a week, so you have to eat 7 frogs in one serving in order to keep being alive. Think of it that way. I've thought about it that way, and it worked so much. Like, I'm gonna eat this frog the first thing I wake up today. I'm gonna do that. And then I'm gonna do like small things that will make me happy, considering that I've eaten the frog. And I feel like after I ate the frog, hypothetically speaking, I've eaten the frog, I would feel better. I would feel better, and I feel like, okay, there's another frog tomorrow, and it's not that dreadful because I've eaten the frog today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like that really changed the way that I do things from day to day. And yeah. Yeah. It's like I have nothing to say. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and start answering questions that I put up on my Instagram story at my podcast show Instagram. So I'm just gonna answer a few because I don't want the episode to be very long. So first question is, how do you get motivated? For me, as a full-time pessimist and number one procrastinator, I feel like to get motivated is to have something to work for. It's like this. Humans exist to create problems. And if they don't have problems, humans exist to solve problems. And if they don't have problems, they're gonna create problems to solve them. And that's one thing. I feel like every day, if I don't have anything to do, I will probably start crocheting or start working on a new painting or something. Just have something to do. So having a goal in some way, I feel like that makes me feel more motivated. What helps is you have to have a passion on something. No, it's like this. The things that you want to work towards to, you have to love the process. You have to love the things that you're doing. Like, let's say you want to be a baker, but you're doing, I don't know, accounting. Would you want to do that every day? No, I don't want to do that every day because my goal is A and I'm going to F. Like, it's not fun. I feel like to get motivated is to practice something that you actually enjoy doing. Like, you want to be a baker, so you bake every day. That's fun. That's something that you enjoy doing in your life. And something that works is I watch other people's lives. If you scroll through TikTok and you see these productive accounts, like these people that live in, I don't know, Italy and have these small apartments with plants and cute cats all over them. And I feel like I want to live like them when I grow up. I want to have that apartment in Italy, and I absolutely want to be like them, you know? Have a role model. I feel like that's what makes me motivated. And believe it or not, I watch motivational videos on YouTube. It actually works. Yeah, I feel like that's what keeps me motivated. Do things that I like, that I'm passionate about every day. Next question is, do you think taking a break is necessary in productivity? Obviously, yeah. To have that breakthrough, to have that final result of something that you're content with, you have to fall down. You have to fail so many times to achieve that goal of being absolutely happy with your life. I've had so many breakdowns, so many rock bottom phases, and when I reflect to all those phases, it really helped me get myself back up and say, I'm stronger than this and I can definitely do this. I feel like being positive to yourself, have those ridiculous, cringy product no positive talks to yourself. It works for me though. Especially when I'm absolutely breaking down. Like when I'm crying on the floor, I would be like, no, you're stronger than this. You have to get up and finish this one thing that you have to do. And it usually works. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I'm not totally a worthless person, even though other people think that way about me, you know? At least have someone in your life that believes in you, and that is you. Like nobody else is gonna love you the way that you do, okay? Cringy as it is. But yeah, taking a break is definitely necessary in everything, really. Like, yeah, don't push yourself too hard. That's when it's wrong. When you're constantly winning, then there's something wrong with what you're doing, because that's not human at all. You have got to fail at some point in your life to be much, much better than you were before, to get up and say that I am winning this again. And, you know, failure comes constantly. And don't be afraid of it. Take it as a motivation for you to get up and do better stuff. Yeah. Next question is how to be consistent with productivity. I feel like how to be consistent is, like I said, you have to constantly do things that you love, even though it gives you the looks, you know? Like my family's not big on drawing or painting or something like that. They look at it as something's useless, sort of, but I enjoy it, and it helps me not only be better at what I do, but it helps me see the world more in creatively. Like, it makes me see the whole world in a different way. Like, I'm getting ideas everywhere that I go, everything that I do. So, doing something that you love every day is how you keep the consistency of being productive as a human being. And I feel like when you practice day-to-day habits, like good habits, waking up early, waking up at 5 a.m., it became a regimen. It became something that you're used to. It became a schedule that you keep up every day. So in order to be consistent in that is to force yourself. Literally just you have to get up, like you have to change yourself. Those tough love that you have to tell yourself every day, shout in the mirror and say, like, you have to get your shit together too, because nobody else is going to say that to you. Only you can say that to you, and only you can take it for yourself, you know? We don't change for other people. We change for ourselves, and most of the time humans, we listen to ourselves more than anybody else in this whole wide world. Also, I would like to add, surround yourself with people that constantly makes you want to be a better person. I feel like the friends that I have right now really motivates me to do stuff that would benefit me and benefit other people. Surround yourself with people that are healthy, you know? People that doesn't belittle you when you fail, when you do stupid stuff, or when you don't really get a hold of things in your life and constantly there for you. I feel like that's a huge factor to how to be consistent with being a productive person, because your surroundings really affect who you are as a person. How you grow up, who you grew up with, and all that stuff. Next question is, Is it okay to procrastinate in a long period of time? For some point, at some point, yes. It's like taking a break too, you know? I've had this phase of procrastinating for a long, long time. It resulted to failure, and failure is the literal grip to success. If you don't fail, you will never succeed, you know? You have to fail. Even like plenty of times, like it's fine, it's literally fine. Like you're human, you don't have to be consistently perfect. See? That's an example. So yeah, it's definitely okay to procrastinate in a long period of time because I've been through so many times where I couldn't get myself up because I would rather do literally nothing than being good to myself. And I feel like without those phases, I will never achieve a level of contentness in my life of myself. Next question. I think this is gonna be the last question. How to differentiate procrastination, actual laziness, and being mad burnt out? I feel like procrastination. I can't pronounce the word procrastination. 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 Okay. How to differentiate procrastination, actual laziness? I feel like actual laziness is procrastination. I don't know much, but I feel like whenever I feel lazy to do something, I am procrastinating. And being burnt out, that's one other thing. I feel like that's gotta be associated with mental illness in some sort, being burnt out. Or, you know, just, or you just had enough of this world. Yeah, I feel like that's what being burnt out feels like. Like, you've definitely worked your ass off doing literally everything and anything, and you just wanna lay down and rest. And you know, in that area of activity of resting after being totally burnt out by literally just existing, I feel like that's not procrastination. That's more of like a self-care thing. That's how I view it, obviously. So I feel like to differentiate it, it's definitely different. Being burned out and procrastinating, it's two different things because one is something that you actually do something, which is the later, and the other one, procrastinating, is something that you can control. You know, I feel like being burnt out, you can control it. Obviously, you can control anything, but at some point, you just want to lay down and do nothing. I feel like being burnt out is something that people don't really talk about because they associate it with being depressed. But I feel like being a burnt out person, speaking as someone that works hard a lot, when people say that, you know, you're depressed, like, why are you doing nothing with your life? When I've done absolutely a lot and everything that I've ever wanted, or you know, stuff like that, and people pointing out that that's me being depressed, I would feel so shitty, like to myself, obviously, because I would really question myself, like, do I even deserve this stress of being burnt out? But obviously, you do. Obviously, in any situation, you do deserve rest. And I feel like that's not being talked enough. I don't really want to talk so long because I'm getting nasally. I'm not even kidding. And I'm sweating. I'm literally sweating, okay? I want to lay on the bed and put the AC on max. So thank you for listening. I'll talk to you guys soon when I'm not nasally anymore. And I should probably drink more water and take off my makeup because I'm not really going anywhere. Thank you for listening. I really love talking to you guys. This is a good session that we had, even though it's not really. I don't really know how to talk lately. I don't. I'm not gonna lie, it's true. Anyways, can you hear the birds outside? It's so pretty today. Yay, it's so pretty lately. I don't know why. I feel like when you practice good habits, like I said, you appreciate even the smallest things, the birds outside and the sunlight coming in your eyes and stuff. Like, it makes you feel like life is actually worth living. I feel like that lately. I feel like my downfall is coming up soon, but I would prefer not to think about it. Okay, so thanks for listening. I really appreciate you guys for listening to this episode, and please listen to my other episodes. It's not that much because I'm very inconsistent in posting episodes, and I feel like people hate me for that, but it's fine. If I love myself, that's enough. Okay, thanks for listening. Thank you. If you ever want to talk or ask questions or anything at all, you can DM me on my podcast Instagram at Blabbers by Azzy. Thank you for listening again and again, and I hope you have a great day. Please hydrate yourself. Yeah. Please hydrate yourself because I haven't been drinking so much water. And for those young tak ganti puasa, pergi ganti puasa. No, because well, it's good that I have 2 days left for my ganti puasa phase days, because Ramadan is coming up and I'm honestly excited not only to lose weight but to practice more good habits. Wow, listen how positive I am lately. I'm actually hating it. Like, I should just shut up. Anyways, yeah, good talk today. Thank you for coming. And have a good day. It's a Sunday. Go treat yourself with anything. Okay, bye. Stay tuned for more.